This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, the more we do to you, the less you seem to believe that we are doing it. Dr. Joseph Mengele, German SS officer. Now, we're going to be talking about mass shootings in just a couple moments here, and I'm going to ask the question, who started the fires? Well, what are you talking about? Well, I'll be sharing that with you in just a couple of moments. Before I do so, I thought this was interesting, going back to the school shooting, the alleged school shooting there in Florida. Do you see this kid that is in front of the televisions? His name is David Haug. And it's interesting, friends, because for some reason, people are suspecting that we have a crisis actor here. This kid has a booking agent, a literal agent, friends, an activist website, turns out to be the son of an FBI agent, allegedly, who spends his spare time as a progressive activist at Never Trumpers, okay? The same FBI field office that failed to flag the killer even after 39 calls to his home for domestic violence and a school suspension for making threats, allegedly. The same FBI that got 3 credible tips weeks prior to the shooting, allegedly. Also take note, friends, that the Broward County Sheriff also turns out to be a progressive activist and a Hillary Clinton supporter and a Never Trump zealot, which is irrelevant in my conversation, just for the record. I just want to make sure people understand I'm not going there, okay? I'm not going to get caught up into the left and the right. I am for the law, period, and that's exactly where you should be as well. Well, this so-called student, David Haug, is actually a crisis actor, allegedly. He was on camera months ago pretending to be a high school student in California. Now suddenly he's a high school student in Florida. I want to play some audio here for you, friends, before we start kicking this off, just to show you not to rush to judgment concerning is it real or is it not real concerning what the media is attempting to perpetuate and what they're attempting to advocate. I'm sure you've all seen on the front page of the paper, friends, and on the websites across America, all 10 of those anti-gunner students protesting the president, right? You know, you take the picture, I'll create the war. That's exactly what's happening. They don't have the support, but they want you to think that it's the big thing now with the students. Well, let me say, if it is, I told you so. Remember what Mao Zedong did, friends, to overthrow the Republic of China. They had to indoctrinate a new generation of young people to believe that we're a democracy. They raised them up, they indoctrinated them, and then they overthrew the Republic of China. And it's exactly what they're attempting to do with you too, America. Now, this stuff is like 5 years old. I used to spend a lot of time sharing with the American people what's coming up down the line. Well, now we're here. You have the indoctrinated protesting American law. Wow, that's emulating Mao Zedong. And that's exactly what you've allowed your federal government to do when you allow them to illegally indoctrinate your kids in schools. Instead of showing them what the law states, they just remove the law out of sight, out of mind, and they indoctrinate them and keep in front of them what they want when they get older to overthrow the establishment in which they're attempting to overthrow right now. And here again, we have the media blowing it way out of proportion. Again, let me interject the Saul Alinsky tactic, cause the enemy to believe there's a lot more of us than there really is. Friends, they don't have the support. Furthermore, we have rights, okay? I don't care if you have 99% of these young people in this country stand up and say get rid of the guns, which is not even close, friends. They got the camera on the 10, the 20s, and the 30s because they can't get any more. But here again, you have all these anti-gunners standing up right now. Folks, let's go back to the root. Let's lay the axe to the root of this tree and go back to the shooting that allegedly took place in Florida. We have these eyewitnesses, these kids coming forward saying they heard more than one shooter. One girl said that she was actually talking to Nicholas Cruz during what she heard shooting across the school grounds in another part of the building. She was talking to him. No tactical gear, no gun. Hey, folks, they want you to believe that he took an AR-15 and jammed it into the back of one of his backpacks. Really? I need to see that. You know, it's also interesting to note, too, friends, is these young people, I have yet to hear one young person testify to actually seeing this shooter. I haven't seen it. I've seen no pictures. And isn't it interesting? There's no pictures whatsoever concerning the bodies or the shooting, the windows, the grounds. We've not seen the film come from the school, which I want to see so we can lay this to rest, friends. But it's unavailable. And isn't that interesting how that contradicts everything concerning the assassination of John F. Kennedy? Isn't it amazing when a John F. Kennedy got his head blown off? Man, it's all over the website. It was on TV all day long. Now I'm trying to figure out how this correlates with what we're seeing today, or I'm sorry, what we're not seeing today. How is it that the president can be all over lying with his head blown off? Oh, was that a message? You better bet your bottom dollar that was a message. FBI director back in the 80s said they wanted to shoot down John F. Kennedy like a dog for the world to see. He said it. I didn't say it. But for some reason or another, we have no evidence in front of us concerning that school shooting, friends. And yet we have all of this governmental protest right now concerning the Second Amendment. Who could possibly be behind all of this, America? Who started the fires? I'm about ready to tell you who started the fires. But I also want you to understand before I play this audio on the other side of the break that you are dealing with crisis actors. I'm going to play some audio from David Hogg being literally this student that was found to be a student in California. Now he's a student in Florida in front of the cameras. For some reason, he's a media magnet speaking out what they want him to say. Oh, as a matter of fact, I'm going to play you some audio of the media coaching him what he is saying to America today. And there are the cameras blowing the lie out there concerning what just took place in Florida. America, don't rush to judgment concerning what's going on. And that's all you have to do is see who's behind what is taking place, because it's not the kids, it's the anti-gunners.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Oh, such a quick rush to judgment, Americans. All of you 94% that just don't believe the media are all talking in accordance with what the media just shared concerning the shooting in Florida. You hypocrites. To no end. Folks, what are they all jumping on the bandwagon? What is the media doing right now? They're trying to rally forth what? Protests from the young people to disarm the American people in a state of supposed terror. How does this work? Teaching a younger generation up and coming that to be disarmed in the face of another armed individual is the way to go? Are you really kidding me, folks? Because that's the message. This is the messaging that's going across the media, friends. But nobody's taking the time to pull the curtain back as to what just took place concerning this alleged shooting that just took place in Florida. Where's this school video? Play it. I mean, when Columbine took place, there was no denying it because there was holes. There was bullet holes everywhere throughout that school. There was dead bodies outside, inside. There was no denying that. I mean, and then once we got the video from Columbine, it was redacted to no end. And the reason that was taking place, friends, is because eyewitnesses inside of the school said there was more than two shooters. But they don't want you to believe that. See, that's one they had to just go ahead and take it and tuck it away and put it to bed. Because they couldn't cover that one up. And yet they're still attempting to cover up how many other alleged shootings that take place in this country. We're going to be talking about mass shootings and who started the fire in just a couple minutes here. Before we do that, I'm going to play this audio, as promised, from a kid named David Haug. What this video shows, friends, is him being coached as to what to say by the media. And for some reason or another, the media is just gobbling this kid up. But what they don't want you to hear and what they don't want you to see is exactly what you're going to hear right now. Go ahead and play that, Sam.
Because we had had a fire alarm earlier that day, and that was a drill. So we thought this was a drill too, just another one. Because we have a lot of fire alarms, a lot of fire drills at the school. After we heard the first gunshot, we initially thought it was a drill. Actually, that was a bad choice.
It's okay, you're fine.
Actually, that was a bad choice because the janitor... Sorry.
It's okay, you're fine, David, you're fine.
when I was going out, I was kind of in, I was, when I was going out, I was in shock.
Just saying, I don't know how to put this in perspective.
Kim?
Okay. So most of my friends that made it out, one of them went into a bathroom in the same, I believe in the same hallway as the shooter. One of them went into the same bathroom, I believe, as the hallway shooter. He was in there at the same time, and he was in the bathroom, and he didn't know if he was going to live.
He's being coached by the media as to what to say and what not to say. Did you not hear the coach behind him say, I don't know how to put this into perspective, and then he allies it with them? I mean, for an eyewitness to be told what to say by the media, that's pretty incredible, friends. And this all coming from this kid that was allegedly in California in 2017 in front of, hey folks, CBS2, David Haug witness, California, August 17th. Now, for some reason or another, Florida, February 18th, Trump tweet anger school massacre survivors. Now he's a student out of a high school in Florida. And now we find out, allegedly, that he is the child of an FBI field agent. And we catch him on film being coached by the media as to what to say and what not to say. Now, if this really took place, friends, why would he have to be coached by the media? And furthermore, let me ask you the question again. What is the media talking about today? Are they talking about those poor kids? Because keep in mind, friends, the same people that are allegedly, playing to the sympathy of the American people, saying we need to protect these kids. Keep in mind, they're the same people advocating the murder of the innocent in the womb. And how many times do you need to be lied to by the media before you finally catch on as to what this is all about? I shared with you during the first segment, friends, the picture of the students laying right down in front of Donald Trump's White House, right? The People's White House, his home for the time being. Right? And then what is this? This is front page news. Why? Oh, because these 30 kids, they want gun control. Yesterday it was 10. And they take these close-ups to make it look bigger than what it really is because they don't have the support concerning the anti-gunners in America. What is it, America, that you need to understand before you finally catch on to the games that are being played against you? Why would your government and why would the CIA-controlled media in this country, why would they want you disarmed in a state of terror? Why? Well, let me go back to Dr. Joseph Mengele again, German SS officer. The more we do to you, the less you seem to believe that we are doing it. How many times does this need to happen, America? I'm going to go back just a little bit, and I'm going to take you back to mass shootings, and I'm going to show you and bring about the analogy, the parable, as to who started the fires. Around 100 BC, Rome had no fire department. An army general politician, Marcus Licinius Crassus, established a personal firefighting force. When a fire broke out, Crassus would arrive on site and proceed to bargain for the burning building and all surrounding structures until the owner would agree with his low price. The more the fire burned, the less he would bargain. Crassus went on to be known as one of the richest men in Roman history through his extortive measures. And this leads one to ask if he was responsible for starting the fire since he made such gain from them. Shortly after the horrific shooting at Sandy Hook, allegedly, the elementary school, which, by the way, was immediately torn down, and aligning that with what's going on in Florida right now, for those that did not know, they're already talking about tearing that school down. Hey, show us the evidence of the shooting first. But going back to this alleged shooting that took place at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newton, Connecticut, where Adam Lanza allegedly killed 26 people, remember Barack Hussein Obama, the architect of this new America, as he called himself, put himself in front of the cameras to address the massacre and read a scripted plea attempting to cry over our children. Do you remember this? And then he promised meaningful action. Hey, folks, let me interject this thought. Do you realize what's standing between you and your freedoms in tyranny? Your right to bear arms. It's the mercy of God that you're still able to bear arms. And keep in mind, friends, this is going to go on and on and on and on until you either deal with corruption or corruption is going to disarm you and it's all over with. There is no in-betweenites. Going back to Barack Hussein Obama, the architect of this new America, again, as he puts himself. He then puts himself in front of the cameras, attempts to cry over the massacre, and then reads a scripted plea attempting to cry over our children. Folks, according to Obama's record, meaningful action has been to vote over 242 times in favor of murdering 3,700 of our children in the womb per day, going so far as to make sure babies are snuffed out if they happen to be born alive. That's his meaningful action. And just so you understand that the apple does not fall too far from the tree, keep in mind the investigative constitutional sheriff in Florida, in Broward County, friends, just happens to be an advocate, aggressive activist on the behalf of Hillary Clinton. Is this the fox in the chicken coop? Well, we'll find out soon enough. Meaningful action to Obama was gun-running high-powered assault rifles to Mexican drug lords, your government, along with Attorney General Eric Holder, leading to the deaths of 300 Mexicans, Border Patrol agent Brian Terry, and now a Mexican beauty queen. And folks, this was an obvious attempt to pass gun control legislation only to blame you, America, for the crimes of Barack Hussein Obama and his criminal administration. As a matter of fact, the Sandy Hook shooting occurred just days after Senator Rand Paul sent out an alert that the UN was set to pass the final version of the Small Arms Treaty supported by Obama the day after the election. Oh, impeccable timing, impeccable. Part of the treaty bans concerning the trade, sale, and ownership was of all semi-automatic weapons, like the one allegedly used by Adam Lanza, which he used to kill 20 children and 6 adults, allegedly. Isn't that interesting? It just happened to be the gun that he was using, and it just happened to be the event that they needed, friends. Who's starting the fires? You have to put two and two together, friends. I'm going to continue down this vein, folks. We're going to go down the massive shootings, and we're going to bring about the facts concerning each case in modern history and how it just happens to be impeccable timing for every given alleged mass shooting.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.62%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 12 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, again, know your facts before you start falling in line with the media that you say you don't agree with, okay? Because they're being exposed like crazy right now, friends. I have a picture of this David Boggs, who is being coached by the media what to say, when to say it, how to say it, and so on and so forth. I have someone that just sent me a picture of these students that were allegedly inside of the school sitting around taking a selfie, everybody smiling from ear to ear with a production team before they go out and tell the world their heart-wrenching stories on television. Then we have another one that just posted, that face you make when 17 of your schoolmates have been allegedly shot dead and you're about to go on TV with them and the students, one of them laughing hilariously where she's bending over. That was one of the things that I did notice right off the bat when I began watching these students testify as to what they heard. Again, they didn't see it, they just heard it, America. Okay? But they were just so calloused. If this really took place, they were completely calloused as to what just took place inside of the building. Laughing about it. Oh, yeah, my teacher just got shot and she's walking home with a big smile on her face. Folks, you have to ask yourself the question, what's going on here? Because the objective here is gun control. Because these alleged students testifying and what I'm seeing right in front of me and what you're hearing with your ears just ain't jiving concerning this alleged tragedy that just took place in Florida. You go ahead and call it what you will. But I played it for you. You have audio. There's plenty of video. There's lots of questions as to what's going on. And it's, by the way, the questions that are coming up are not about what just took place in the school so much as it is we got to get rid of the guns. We've got to get rid of those guns. And now we're finding crisis actors being paid to lie to the people. And just think of this, America. shooting after shooting after shooting where these things have occurred, where there have been crisis actors, in fact, that have been popped at crisis after crisis after crisis using the same exact people. Matter of fact, I remember when CNN was even busted using the same film in Oregon as they had in Sandy Hook. And just think, there's people out there that just believe what they say they don't believe. You're doing it to yourselves. Let's go on here. Going on to the next mass shooting, right? The Batman shooting in Aurora, Colorado has also happened to coincide with the self-same time as the negotiations of the United Nations Small Arms Treaty. Man, there it is again. The timing is impeccable. Impeccable. Perfect timing. The crisis that we needed. Well, as we reflect upon massacres such as Sandy Hook, Aurora, the Sikh Temple in Wisconsin, Tucson, Arizona, Columbine, we cannot help but see the similarities, conflicting news reports on what really happened, who did the killing, and the number of shooters. Eyewitnesses in all of these massacres said that there were more shooters than the mainstream media actually reported, indicating the shootings were coordinated and planned, which means if there's one more shooter, one or more shooter friends, or should I say it, more than one shooter, then there's a conspiracy. Now, going back to the analogy of who's starting the fires, when the fire is started, these government gun banners are right there to strip away your rights in an attempt to gain control under the guise of putting out the fire. Now, let me take that over to what's happening in the present. Concerning terrorism, when you look at what took place on September 11th and you see what your representatives are doing in advocating and alluring illegals into the United States of America, friends, you would almost think to yourself that September 11th was actually done by those behind the curtain within our own government. Because the bureaucracies that have been created have been aimed at we, the people in this country. And they're giving way to that alleged jihadi attack that took place on September 11, 2001. I mean, almost as if you have to stand back and say, wait a second, you told us for 14 and 15 years that our problem and our enemy took down the two towers, yet we're seeing those politicians making way for those that you identified as the Muslim jihadis and alluring them into America to create more crime here. Wait a second. Who's the enemy? Is it actually the Muslim jihadists, or is it our politicians that are advocating and opening the doors up for them to come into America? It's the same thing you have to put in parable and align itself, friends, with the similarities concerning what's going on with these shooters. I mean, you have after a Muslim terror attack, we've had 50 in America, by the way, Americans. Did you know that after a attack, and this isn't just in America, but it's worldwide, but after a terror attack, the representatives of prospective countries, talking about now our country, isn't it interesting how they're the first ones to condemn the act of terror, but not the actors? Why is that? Why is that? And then we find out who the responsible party is concerning terrorists. Who's doing it? Mayors are in America. Governors are in America. I mean, we had Mark Dayton tell us that, listen, if we don't want these illegals coming in from the Middle East, then we can find somewhere else to live. He told us that. This lunatic out in California, Jerry Brown, did the same thing. Now he just came up with legislation, according to Breitbart, just a couple days ago, that if there's a school shooting, that the teachers are not allowed to defend themselves, and they lessen the consequence of a shooter using a gun in a public school now. You heard me, America. And I want to tell you what's happening here. You need to understand that these criminals, They are provoking for a response. They are pushing you to respond so they can justify using military or a police state against the American people. There is no other reason that you would have a representative tell a teacher in California, namely a governor, tell a teacher that if a shooter comes into your school, you cannot defend yourself or your kids against that shooter. What are they doing? They're telling on themselves. Remember what I said earlier? Who's starting the fires? Remember when I said what Joseph Mengele said, the SS officer? The more that we do to you, the less you believe that it's us doing it. It's as clear can be what's going on in this country. If you could see the pictures that I'm seeing right now, friends, these kids weren't just in a shooting. They weren't eyewitnesses to Jack, friends. And the fact of the matter is, nobody that I have on record, nor can I find, seen a shooter. And there were three fire drills that day in that school. 2 weeks prior to that, in Florida, for some reason, the Secret Service changed protocol. And now we find out that the Broward County Sheriff just happens to be an advocate, oh, by the way, an anti-gunner and a progressive activist on the behalf of Hillary Clinton. Wow, that's amazing. I need to see the video. I need to see the video. Because the question is who's starting the fires? Here you have government gun banners are right there to strip away your rights in an attempt to gain control under the guise of putting out the fire. Well, who started it? Adolf Hitler was responsible for attacking his own Reichstag to start a world war. Hitler was also responsible for sending his brown shirts to incite the people so he could play the role of solving their problems. Remember that? We've seen Barack Hussein Obama get busted doing that time and time and time again, America. Even back in the 60s, sitting down with those that were a part of the civil rights movement. Andrew Young, the former mayor of Atlanta, I spent 3 hours with him. I spent time with Sam Kyle. I spent time with the former DOJ, Roger Wilkins, that were friends with MLK. And they knew that it was the FBI that was responsible for sending in provocateurs, just like we have seen administration after administration sending in paid provocateurs. Now I can just hear people say, yep, George Soros is funding them. That's right. You know who the bad guy is. Why is he still there? Why all of you Trumpites, how come Donald hasn't done anything about him yet? Isn't that amazing how that works? I mean, it's the scripture tells us that a king scattereth away evil in judgment. Okay. He's not a king. He's the president. Okay. Period. But he has not done what he said he was going to do concerning any of it. Okay. Let me say this again. Adolf Hitler was responsible for attacking his own Reichstag to start a world war. Hitler was also responsible for sending his brown shirts to incite the people so he could play the role of solving their problems. No one believed Hitler was guilty of these crimes until after the fact. And then it was too late. Yep, then it was too late. And then we had the Nuremberg trials. Just think if we would have dealt with those criminals before the Nuremberg trials, man, there would have been 55 million people still alive in the world. See, prevention would have been better than cure, but the American people are doing the same exact things the Germans did back in the 30s. Same exact things. They believe that it could never be their government. And folks, your government doesn't know how to tell you the truth. And I'm talking about a government that's foreign to the American government. I'm going to come back and I'm going to finish this off. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Today, let's get off the bench and participate in reclaiming America's historical foundations, just like our patriot fathers have for generations before us. So let us all hold dear to our Christian roots, and together we will restore our nation's framework by gratefully supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just had another listener shoot me another video, or not a video, but it's a picture. And it's a picture from David Haug. He said, I'm on the news 10 and possibly 11 on KCAL, Channel 5, and CBS. Then he goes on to the next tweet. I believe it's a tweet. He says, going on the news now, laugh out loud, laugh out loud, laugh out loud, laugh out loud. This is so unreal. And then he's got another. Folks, what I'm looking at right now, I am not looking at a bunch of people that are mourning the loss of 17 students. I'm looking at a people that are doing their best to beguile the American people. I'm looking at a picture with three students, allegedly three students, David Haug being one of them, taking a selfie with a production team inside of a room. Okay? And it says on this selfie, crisis actors and production team take a group selfie just before they have to go out and tell their heart-wrenching stories on TV. Thank you for sending this stuff in, America. But I'm just trying to figure out, if 17 kids were just killed, how is it that they're sitting here cheesing like this? And then furthermore, if it was real, I would ask the question, how sick in the head are these kids and how calloused are these kids that they would think that this would be a laughing matter? And by the way, what's their message, friends? Their message is, we need to get rid of the guns. We need to get rid of the guns. Okay? Folks, today these gun banners are doing the opposite of what our forefathers fought, bled, and died to give us. Rights. And the reason they gave us the right to bear arms, the Second Amendment in the Bill of Rights, is to stand against tyrants. And by the way, it's these tyrants that are actually the ones that are responsible for starting many of these fires, and then they come in as the the problem solvers. History teaches the very analogy that I just gave you over and over and over again. Who has to gain from what just took place in Florida? Why is it always, instead of arming the people, let's disarm them? And I want to say this too. Isn't it interesting, all these anti-gunners, they have such a great care for the kids. Not only are they the greatest advocates for murdering innocent babies in the womb, but keep in mind, they're also armed too. They have security detail. They have Secret Service. And it's interesting, the president's, you know, he's protected by men with guns, and so are representatives and congressmen and judges and, man, you name it. They all have guns, and so do these self-proclaimed celebrities. They have armed security guards, but yet they're the first ones to call for the removal of you and I to have the right to bear arms. I want to tell you this right now. I have rights given to me by God, period. They are not for sale. They are not up for debate. And the bottom line is, when the American people hold firm to their ground and say, listen, I have the Second Amendment right, which says a well-regulated militia, which you and I are, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. When we mean that, they're not going to waste their time anymore, although they're going to continue on down the road in some other subversive manner concerning how they can get guns out of our hands, because they want absolute control. And see, these little useful idiots, these kids that are being used in the process, they don't realize that they're selling their soul, Luke 22, verse 48, for a little money, but what they don't realize is they're actually digging the hole that they themselves will fall in as well. They're just being used. So, in saying all that, to say this, our solution to preventing fires, massacres, is to secure the American populace the way Congress and the White House are secured. Arm them. I mean, you have in the school grounds, friends, you have across America a greater penalty if you dare bring a gun around a public school. And I understand why they're putting them out there, mind you. But isn't it interesting? They're gun-free zones. America, listen carefully. Where these kids are allegedly being shot up, and I'm taking this to the last school shooting, until I see, folks, the carnage. Until I see the school video of this kid shooting anybody, I'm not going to believe a thing they're telling me, because it just ain't jiving. It's not lining up, America. It's not lining up. Too many flags around this one. And to have a kid that claims that he is a student in that public school to be on audio and on video being coached by the media as to what to say and what not to say. By the way, that's why he was stopping and starting, because he wasn't saying it the right way. Okay? If that doesn't tell you enough right there, America, I don't know what it's going to. And until you deal with corruption in your government, this is going to continue on. And who are the corrupt in government? Those that are continuously etching away at taking away your gun rights. See, they care about them kids, again, keep in mind, friends, so much that those kids across the country, and I've been there 360 times, I know exactly what I'm talking about. Those kids are in gun-free zones. That's how much these anti-gunners care about your kids. And isn't it interesting, too, when you see these celebrities, these movie stars, these anti-gunners, do your homework, friends. You'll find out that many of them are the ones teaching kids how to commit the crime with a gun. Listen to what Tench Cox said, Philadelphia Federal Gazette, June 18, 1789. as civil rulers not having their duty to the people before them may attempt to tyrannize, and as the military forces which must be occasionally raised to defend our country might pervert their power to the injury of their own fellow citizens. The people are confirmed by the article in their right to keep and bear their private arms. You have rights that came from God, America, not privileges coming from the state that it's attempting to corrupt and to wear away and tear down your rights to bear arms. The Constitution of our states and of the United States asserts that all power is inherent in the people. You are the government, America, that they may exercise it by themselves, and that it is their right and duty to be at all times, to be armed. Who said that? The third president of the United States of America, Thomas Jefferson. Letter to John Cartwright, the 5th of June, 1824. Boy, this flies in the face of what you're hearing today, America. George Washington, first annual address to both House of Congress, January 8th, 1790, said, "A free people ought not only to be armed, but disciplined." Thomas Jefferson again, Virginia Constitution, Draft 1, 1776. "No free man shall ever be disbarred the use of firearms." Hey, friends, why is it that your government's trying to disarm you? America, who's starting the fires? America, why is your government, it's foreign to American government, by the way, why is your government today, America, trying to disarm you? America, who's starting the fires? Who's starting the fires, America? Not in every given scenario, mind you. But I'll tell you what, these little crisis actors have been popped. And there's going to be more information coming out. I want to see the carnage. I want to see the film. I want to see and hear of the eyewitnesses of the account, because I have yet to hear or see any of it. Thomas Jefferson, letter to James Madison, December 20th, 1787. "What country can preserve its liberties if their rulers are not, and folks, our representatives are not warned from time to time that their people preserve the spirit of resistance?" He said, the resolve, "Let them take arms, America. Let them take arms." I'm talking about lawful individuals, mind you. Lawful individuals. Thomas Jefferson, again, commonplace book, quoting 18th century criminologist Caesar Becerra, 1774 to 1776. Criminologist. Criminologist. What a word. "The law that forbids the carrying of arms are laws of such a nature. They disarm only those who are neither inclined nor determined to commit crimes. Such laws make them worse for the assaulted and better for the assailants. They serve rather to encourage than to prevent homicides, for an unarmed man may be attacked with greater confidence than an armed man." Of course. America? Read Luke 11:21. Check us out online, Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Those two pages interact. Go to YouTube, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty. Go to Conspiracy of Silence. Conspiracy of Silence, America. And wake up to who's responsible in many cases for actually starting the fires in your country. Love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. Deeds, not words. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.